morning. My name is Cecilia Hermansen. I'm a PhD student from Aarhus University in Denmark. The objective of this study was to predict the particle size distribution curve with visible near-infrared spectroscopy. As we have seen earlier today, the particle size distribution is very important in soil science, but it's very time-consuming to measure. Visible near-infrared spectroscopy has been widely used to predict soil properties because it is an inexpensive and fast measurement method. It has the advantage that it can measure various soil properties within a few minutes. The soil samples we included in this study was 319 soil samples distributed over a large texture range from loamy sand to silty clay. We measured the absorbance from 400 to 2,500 nanometers. In this range, specific wavelengths contain detailed information about mineral and organic fractions of soil. Furthermore, we fitted a particle size distribution function to the soil texture. This particle size distribution function has two fitting parameters, alpha and beta. If you have the values of alpha and beta, you can get any particle size fraction between 2 and 2,000 micrometers. Then we correlated spectral data to reference data of alpha and beta to yield prediction models for each fitting parameter, which leads me to the results for the prediction models for alpha and beta. As you can see here, when we look at the predicted versus reference data for alpha and beta, it is very well predicted with the NIR models. This shows that visible near-infrared spectroscopy can be used as a fast and inexpensive method to predict the particle size distribution curve. This is possible because alpha and beta are related to the texture of the soil. We furthermore applied this method to predict particle parameters of a particle size distribution, which is newly developed. So if you wish to learn more, please visit me later at my poster 1527. Thank you for your attention.
Any questions? So do you use dry soil samples or pure moist soil samples?
For this, we used air dry soil samples. No, the only pre-treatment we do on the soil is that we air-dry them and sieve them to 2 millimeters. Yeah. And then we scan them and it takes only 2 minutes. Yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Yes.
What is the particle or what is the resolution of the camera?
The resolution is 0.5 nanometers, so it's very high resolution. It catches very many variations in the soil. Yeah, and this is why we can use it to predict many other soil properties as well.
Well, thank you very much.